Why pay hundreds of dollars for info on the real estate market when Real Estate University gives it to you free? The Real Estate U team has real-world experience with realtors, mortgage brokers, and bankers, and working with title companies. They'll be taking your calls about custom construction to build your home, investing in multiple homes, multifamily properties, and commercial real estate. Real Estate U starts now.
Hello and happy Sunday, everybody. What they did? Wake up. Jesus.
Good morning.
Thank you. Okay, hello. This is Real Estate U Radio, and we are live. And remember, you can call us at 713-339-1070. That's 713-339-1070. Or if you're cheap and out of town, 866-357-1070. 866-357-1070. You have some people, you got limited minutes, so they, you know. Is it free if you call on your cell phone with an 800 number?
Probably not.
Okay, I'll get it.
I think it's hilarious. Though, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Or you can listen worldwide. You know we listen worldwide, right? At www.1070theanswer.com. So we're worldwide. They're listening to us in Beirut.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you have questions. Sure.
They're worried about their real estate in Beirut.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's going up in value every day. Okay, if you have questions, you can reach us at ProfessorC@realestateushow.com. That's ProfessorC@realestateushow.com if you have questions or insults. Or don't send ugly pictures. I'm just saying. Don't like ugly people. This is not good. Okay. Our goal here is at Real Estate U is to educate, inspire, and motivate. And class is now in session. As usual, I am joined in the studio by the Dean of Finance, Brian Strigo.
Hello. Good to be here.
Thank you. And our new home counselor, Chase Coleman.
Good morning.
And the lovely Eleni Lee Simpson.
Good morning.
Our investment advisor.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm just glad to be here.
Yeah, she's just glad to be here? Just glad to be here.
We're all glad to be here.
Happy.
I'm okay.
Yeah, my spot.
Wake up, Chase. Wake
up. More coffee.
It's you. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Today's topic is buying and selling, the road to real estate wealth. Okay. The good and the bad. So we're going to go with some ugly stuff today.
The good and the bad?
The good and the bad.
The bad. Because real estate?
Oh, yeah. There's some bad characters out there. We're talking about the bad characters.
Oh, yeah?
You know, the bad characters. You know, Brian is reformed, so he's no longer a bad character. Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. Never was.
He's never been a bad character. We'll talk to his parole officer later. But anyway, we have...
You told her?
Yes.
Oh,
okay,
man.
You're not supposed to be doing this anymore. Okay, Deborah has a question for Chase.
Okay.
See, at that moment, when I say Deborah, you're supposed to ask me, is she good looking or not?
Oh, is she good looking?
He's married.
I'm not supposed to ask that, but I know she's not ugly.
She's ugly.
I know she's not ugly. We don't like ugly people
we
here.
Don't like ugly. So, Chase, I have a contract to purchase a house, but the three owners are having a family feud and cannot agree on anything. The sale of my own house closes soon, and the lock-in on my loan is up in a few days. What can I do, and what can you do to help?
So, shoot me now for the question. of course you're in contract, so all parties are binding at this point.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what's going on over there. You know, they need to agree to the terms, and they need to, you know, follow through with the contract. If not, of course you can consult an attorney, and you can actually sue for a specific performance. Now, there are a couple options. You can, of course, talk to your loan officer. Brian, you might be able to expand on this a little bit, but you can request a lock extension. I know sometimes there's fees associated with that, so you can negotiate that between the parties if that's the case. You know, or, I mean, if you wanted to get out of the house, you know, if both parties agree to terminate the contract, you can do what's called a release of earnest money.
Okay.
And basically you release the earnest money back to the buyer. And once that happens, you know, the contract's terminated. You can keep, you know, you can keep looking for a new home. So.
Right. Yeah, because on the title side, we would release the earnest money back. Yeah.
Right.
Or I can go drinking on it.
I've seen it many times that, you know, the sellers are having, you know, issues and so forth. Say somebody died and they're trying to get airships done or whatever the case might be. A lot of times if you have a good buyer's, you know, if you're represented by a good realtor like our people here, Chase and Eleni, they'll actually negotiate for you to get the seller to pay the cost of the lock extension.
Okay.
So I'd highly recommend you do that. I've seen in many, many cases that, you know, the deals fall through and people go to court and just gets really nasty. So I definitely think if we can make it work, you know. Definitely.
Right, but a lot of times it's not worth it to go to the court because the amount of money.
Exactly.
I mean, it's true. Minimum, it's $500,000. I mean, that's nothing when you purchase a $200,000 property.
Did you see how she says that?
I know.
It's just $500,000.
I mean, it really is nothing. I mean, you cannot live in the property for a long time.
I'm looking to be adopted, Elaine. I'm saying.
Here's the flip side to the what if they sold their other house? They had nowhere to live, so they have to, you know, sign a new lease or find a house or, you know, I mean, so there could be other carrying costs and so forth associated with that.
Right.
But you're right. In most cases, you know, it really is
not worth it.
Yeah, I mean, you would want to agree to extend the contract too.
That's what I say. Try to work it out.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, I mean, it depends on, you know, each party's situation. You know, if you're a buyer and you don't have a living situation, I mean, of course, you need to find a house. So, you know, you're going to try to push to get the contract, you know, fulfilled and not try to extend, you know, to get the lock extended and, you know, exactly. you want to purchase the house. So
Right.
And what you could do is also buy a temporary lease, which means that the buyer could actually move in prior to closing.
Oh.
I mean, we are good to go. Loan is done. Everything is good. Now there is just a question of, you know, whatever is going on with the sellers, but the buyer can be already in because we're guaranteed to close anyways.
Now, and that's the perfect example of turning bad to good.
Exactly.
But just the perfect example of turning bad to good. Because when you have disputes going on with a contract, if you have realtors, professionals such as Elaine and Chase on your side, if you have a mortgage provider such as Brian on your side, everything is covered, everything is protected, and you will fulfill your quest to get this new house.
Exactly.
So thank you, Chase and Brian and Elaine. Y'all work pretty good in tandem there.
Thank you for the question, Deborah. Appreciate that.
We're team players here.
Good,
buddy. We're team players.
You're team players?
We're team players.
I am a solo practitioner myself.
I don't believe that.
Remember, we are live, and you can reach us at 713-339-1070 or the cheap people, 866-357-1070 on the toll-free line. I'm still afraid.
You know, no one's going to dial that number now, you know that, right?
Really?
I'm not cheap. 713-339-1070.
Or you can listen worldwide.
Put the one in front of it, please.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and listen on the internet. You can listen from South Baytown, www.1070theanswer.com. Or if you have questions, it's Professor C. at realestateushow.com. That is Professor C at realestateushow.com.
And the U is the...
U. Right. The letter U.
Right, the letter U.
Not USOB. U. Right? Yes, U. Okay. Again, that's Professor C at realestateu, just the letter, show.com. It's not my fault. I was raised this way. Okay.
I've known you for many years, and I can definitely attest to that.
There you go. So we're going to...
Haven't changed at all.
We're going to blend out on a commercial and take a break, and we're going to come back, and we have a question for Elaine and Brian, because they are thorough human beings, and everybody's dressing here so differently. We got folks dressed for the winter, the spring, and the summer.
Yep.
Okay. We'll be back.
Got to represent the seasons.
That's what it is. Okay.
Looking to buy or sell real estate? Don't know where to start? From the initial consultation to the closing table, the Chase Team's 10-plus years combined experience can help anyone chase and achieve their real estate goals and dreams. Their passion for customer service ensures satisfaction and a customer for life every time. Call 713-955-4500 or visit their website at thechaseteam.net for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's 713-955-4500 or visit the website at thechaseteam.net for more information. Experience the Chase Team today.
There's a lot of talk these days about the national debt crisis. But what if you were facing a personal debt crisis? You could be hit with a job loss or salary cut, a separation or divorce, even property damage or a serious illness. These situations often lead to trouble with credit cards, and from then on, it only gets worse. Unless you call 1-800-990-6976. That's the number for nonprofit Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is a certified credit counseling agency with a program that will dramatically lower your interest rates, reduce your monthly payments, make your creditors stop calling, and help you become debt-free fast and for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Grab your phone and call Trinity for your free debt analysis at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call now or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Elaney Simpson should be your go-to real estate expert for a number of reasons. First, she's awesome to work with. She really understands the market.
Okay, we're back, and that commercial was not my fault. Okay, we're back from our first break. And since they brought up Elaney Lee Simpson, we're going to talk to Elaney Lee Simpson. But before I do that, I have to invite our listeners to our party next week at BMWS with Coventry Homes. And Coventry Homes is having the grand opening community launch party at BMWS.
Great builder.
Yes. Avalon at Spring Green. It's a gated community, beautiful homes. Not for the cheap people that use the 800 number. This is one of the people that use that. And we want you to RSVP at avalon@springgreen.eventbrite.com. That's avalon@springgreen.eventbrite.com. No tickets, no drinks. I'm just saying. It's food, refreshments, and BMWs there. You know, so basically, you know, that kind of thing going on. But it's going to be a great party.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Uh-huh. So we have our, so it's a very, very exciting party.
That's Saturday from 6 to 9, right?
That's right, Saturday from 6 to 9. For those of you who have a curfew, we can get you back at home for the news at 10 o'clock. but we'll have more information about the party next Saturday, Avalon at Spring Green, at BMWS on the Katy Freeway. Okay?
Yeah.
You know where that's at? There you go. Lots of traffic. But you know what we're going to have? We're going to have food, refreshments, valet parking.
Uh-oh.
BMWs and the real estate U team is going to be there.
Hey, it's a win-win.
Hey, all the way around. Me, I'm going to see if I can take one of those cars home with me. Free.
Free?
Free.
They're giving away a car.
I didn't say that.
So you're stealing one.
There you go. Okay.
Gotta watch you, yeah.
Well, we have a question for Elaney.
You're getting me in trouble being associated with you.
Well, you know, give my association.
He was raised that way.
I was raised that way. Okay. David says, Elaney, I agreed to buy two investment properties, and I negotiated the deals without a realtor. Now I've changed my mind. How can you help me cancel them?
Well, David, you have a problem. First of all, you should never be buying a property. Your own property or investment properties without real estate agent's help. Mm-hmm. It does not cost you anything to hire a real estate agent to represent you and your best interests. Now, to get out of it, you're going to have to talk to whoever prepared that contract to see if you can go ahead and terminate it. Mm-hmm. You can send in the termination request. Now, you probably do not have an option period because you probably negotiated yourself and you really didn't know what you were doing. So, you are most likely going to lose your earnest money that you have already put down.
So, the day was too smart for his own good.
Well.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. You don't have to say it. I'll say it, okay? Because let me tell you something. I have, at the title agency, at Drake's Title Agency, I have received numerous self-written contracts for people who think they're representing their own interests. And my whole thing is, God, I wish I was on the other end. You know,
you're watching too much DI. Exactly. Or DIY or whatever.
You know, you watch those shows in the middle of the night saying, you can't do this? No. Yeah. And like,
I'm a professional. Yeah, 30 I'm a professional. Minutes.
Yeah. Seen on TV.
Yeah. I paid $69.95 for this book, and I know what I'm talking about.
Those
now.
Are always the greatest.
Oh, those are the greatest ones. And the whole thing is, and when we do classes, which we're going to start doing classes in the future, when you see Chase and Elaney and Brian and myself, we don't teach you, it's not how to, we tell you what to do. We teach you what to do. And what to do in a situation like this, you either retain Elaney and Chase, or you'll have the same situation that you're going through right now. You have the exact same situation you're going through right now.
One of the things I always see is when people come to us for financing and they don't have representation, you know, 9 times out of 10, they overbought the property, you know, and those are the ones that come back with appraisal problems because they didn't know how to bid. They didn't have that representation on their side. That's why you've got to have a good team. You know, definitely, you know, have a high quality realtor on your side.
Right, and that's why you probably change your mind because now you realize, hey, I'm paying way too much for my property.
Buyer's remorse. That's right.
So you should have had an agent representing you. We can pull the comps and let you know exactly what the neighborhood is going for you and what you should be purchasing this property
for. And it costs you nothing.
Right. Zero cost.
Nothing.
The misconception is the consumer thinks, hey, if I don't use an agent, I can save that commission on the sale. But if you don't know how much, you know, what you should be paying for the house, then you're going to end up overpaying anyway, and you should have just used a realtor.
Plus, that money will be spent anyways because now the property is listed for 6% commission. You don't have a buyer's agent. Well, guess what? The seller agent will keep the 6%.
There you go. Right. There's no diminishing of the price. Right. And see, and another point is when you do something on your own like that, it's always emotional.
Oh, yeah.
See, by having representation, you take the emotion out of the equation. That means you have somebody on your team solidifying the transaction to protect you and your interests. Yeah. So that's what we're here for. This is Real Estate U.
And usually that comes from a bad experience with realtors that don't know what they're doing. So find somebody that's reputable, Elaney, you know, myself, come to us that has experience that, you know, is not, you know, just out there, just part-time realtor. So, come to a real professional. Anybody can really just go out there and get their license and call themselves a real estate
agent. Actual experience.
Right. You need actual experience. So,
exactly.
I kind of have a question for you, EO, kind of a follow-up. How much money do you guys have sitting in limbo from the parties not agreeing to release to one side?
I'll speak to one actually that exists right now on one transaction. It's a commercial transaction, and there's $135,000 earnest money. And they cannot agree. And it's just sitting there. It's just sitting there. And I even told, look, if y'all agree, I mean, you can start to enter into another contract that is viable for both.
So what happens to the
It's money? Just sits there. It's just
forever? Forever?
Yeah, until everybody agrees on the disbursement of funds and the release of funds. Wow. Yeah, it's just going to sit there.
Shame.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. And when you have a situation like that specifically, it never gets better because in your mind, every morning you working up, you wake up, you say, my money is sitting over there, and that's so it's not letting me get my money. So, yeah, no, it happens a lot. But it happens a lot more than you think it happens.
$135,000.
It's a $3.8 million commercial purchase. And what happened was,
do they have agents representing?
Yes, agents over there. Wow. No agreement. But the thing is, they didn't disclose a plumbing issue. But the inexperienced agent did not get that disclosure about the
seller's disclosure.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. Plumbing issue.
So that never came up at all.
It came up at the appraisal and the inspection. Okay. That's what
and there wasn't a seller's disclosure presented at all. Need that
because most of the time, but most of the time on a commercial transaction, those are proposals more so than a standard track contract from the 1 to 4.
Yeah. Right.
Those are proposals, so they left that part out. So, yes, that's what we're here for. This is Real Estate U, and you can reach us at 713-339-1070, listening worldwide at 1070theanswer.com. And for questions, you have Professor C at realestateushow.com. And remember, our goal here is this, we're doing right now, is to educate, inspire, and motivate. And today's topic is buying and selling, the road to real estate wealth, the good and the bad. And we've talked about a lot of bad. We need to talk about some good stuff.
All right.
So we're going to go to Chase. This is going to be bad.
It's going to be bad.
Have some war stories here.
There we go. Chase, this is from Marie. The buyer of my current home now wants out of the contract. I need the house to sell to complete purchase of a new home from a builder. I'm to close on the 24th of January. The contract has been signed by both parties. What are my rights, and do I have to keep my current home?
So, first of all, I would check because not all builders will accept contingency offers.
Right.
So, first of all, check with the builder before you put your house on the market. This is one of those situations with a lot, there's a lot of different scenarios. But with a contingency offer, and if the builder does accept it, they're basically agreeing to you have to sell your home right. and get the proceeds to purchase a new one. Mm-hmm. So if for some reason the sale of your home falls through, everything's dead on the other side as well. So, you know, when the builder accepts that right. you know, they have that understanding. So, you can work it out with the builder and you can, you know, have it to where, you know, some are pretty flexible. Right. Some will, you know, let you keep the contract, you know, on your new home as long as your current home still stays in the market and, you know, you're actively, you know, marketing and try to get it under contract.
So most of the time on the builders, they don't accept contingency contracts?
Not all builders do.
Really?
Yeah.
Learn something new every day?
Yeah, because they sell their properties so fast. Right. I mean, inventory properties, they go left and right.
Okay.
And it weakens your negotiation stance too.
When you have
contingency. Okay. Yeah, and a lot of people in this type of market, I mean, homes are going so quick, you know, contingencies aren't something that you want to really mess with. So you want to try to put yourself in a position to where, you know, maybe even sell your home first, right. find a temporary living situation, and then start looking for a new home.
Now, what if you have a situation where I don't need to sell the home, so I got a dispute over here, I want to close on my new home, that goes back to the qualified for both mortgages, or if they qualified or not?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, definitely tell your loan officer, you know, what's going on and keep them in the loop, you know. On closing day, that's kind of important.
Yeah, because a lot of times you need to close on your house in order to purchase another property.
Right.
I mean, it could happen the same day, just hours apart. That's right. no problem.
We do back-to-back closings all the time. Right. Yeah.
Right, but now it looks like in this situation
they need the money.
Yeah, they need to close on the 24th, and whoever is the buyer of their property is backing out. So it really depends on, you know, do you need to sell before you can buy? If you don't need to sell before you can buy, just go ahead and close on your property. And the other one, I mean, you can throw it back on the market. Our properties move so fast. You're not going to have a problem finding another buyer 2 weeks.
Yeah. Now you guys, both of you guys said hot market, properties move so fast. But I see a lot of properties when I'm flitting their phone through MLS and HAR. I see a lot of homes on there.
Poor realtors. You see a lot of poor realtors.
I see a lot of homes.
That's what I see when I see that.
Well, actually,
bad representation.
We really don't have enough properties to choose from. I mean, you're going to go through the list and you're really not going to find what you want, maybe in the location or the area.
Okay.
So most of the properties, they do go under contract super fast. The ones that stay on the market maybe 90 or over 90 days, these are the ones that are most likely overpriced or need a lot of repairs.
Okay.
Aren't marketed correctly.
I'm showing properties right now, you know, first 2-3 days, they already have 1-3 offers in, so you better make it move fast.
This is why you work all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I just showed properties this morning, 8:30 a.m.
That's the lady, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I got a quick question for Brian.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What is it? Here you go. I'm looking at homes in a $200,000 arena. How do you determine how much money I need for a down payment and closing costs?
Okay. You said $200,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's kind of set by guidelines. Conventional is 5%. Uh-huh. FHA is 3.5%. USDA is actually 0%. VA is 0% as well.
Okay.
You know, on a basis of a $200,000 conventional would be a $10,000 down payment. FHA would be around $7,000. So that's kind of how we determine it.
Okay. Right. So they're going to, it's a buy-in kind of situation.
Exactly. On FHA loans and government loans, you can actually get gifts for the down payment as well. So if you don't have that 3.5% or whatnot, or even closing costs sometimes, you can actually get that gift from a relative, a blood relative, and so forth. So,
or standing on Post Oak and Westheimer with a can saying, "I need help."
No, that won't work.
That won't work?
No.
Right.
No.
And investment.
Almost every single one that passes by is a blood relative. You know? So.
And the investment properties, they start at 20 down, right? 20%.
Yes, correct. Unless it's like a home path. You know, under some special circumstances, 10% is an actual something we can get. But, you know, honestly, the inventory is so low on those type of properties, it's really non-existent now. So, yeah, 20% would be that minimum, really.
Well, there you go. See, this is Real Estate U, and we are live. We're going to take a break right now. But remember, you can call us at 713-339-1070 or 866-357-1070 for those in Beirut. Beirut. They can call it from Beirut.
Beirut.
Beirut. You know there's a Beirut, Texas, right? There's a Beirut, Texas.
There's a Palestine,
Texas, too. Beirut, Palestine, Paris, Texas.
Yeah.
Right. I'm traveling. I'm traveling international. Never had to leave the state.
Texas has it all.
There we go. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you.
Eleni Simpson should be your go-to real estate expert for a number of reasons. First, she's awesome to work with. She really understands the market. Her first priority is to set up an exclusive buyer-seller representation so you get her undivided attention and focus. Eleni is a business finance major, detail-oriented and negotiations-driven, and she brings that education and drive to all her real estate deals. Eleni is an expert in turnkey investor operations, from market research to offer negotiations to closing, and then turning around a flip or lease out. If you're a first-time home buyer, don't settle for an inexperienced real estate agent. Contact Eleni Simpson for your free no-obligation consultation. And no credit is no problem. Eleni can offer creative owner financing with an appropriate down payment and get you closed in as little as 5 days. Experience the financial freedom you deserve. Call Realty Home Solutions at 832-900-2220. That's 832-900-2220. Or online at realtyhomesolutions.com. See what real estate acquisition can do for you when Eleni Simpson is your agent. Licensed broker, Houston Key Home Realty, 281-752-6582. RealtyHomeSolutions.com.
Hi, this is Sam Malone for Ability Tree Experts, Lewis Flory's company. And I'm a customer, okay? I don't do tree pruning. I'm not that, you know, that amazing arborist that Lewis Flory is and his crew is. So I hire them. I call 281-441-4179 because the bottom line is, when trees are healthy, when trees are beautiful, they increase the property value. Okay. When trees are sick, falling down, ugly, diseased, icky, it decreases the value of the property. So it only makes sense to call Ability Tree Experts. They have the knowledge, the training, the expertise in the Houston area to take care of our trees. Now's the time to have your trees deep root fed. Have them take care. Have them come out, do the pruning. 281-441-4179. Right now, get a free feeding with every tree pruned with Ability Tree Experts. Online, abilitytrees.com or 281-441-4179. Houston's leading tree care professional, Ability Tree Experts.
Okay, and we're back. I have a situation. And it's a pretty good situation.
Okay.
It's a pretty good situation. And this is something that all four of us do. Okay? Things that we provide.
I'm getting worried.
Like, for our realtor listeners, did you know that Brian Strigo, our Dean of Finance at NRL Mortgage, can provide you with leads and, you know, services like that? You know, basically, he wants to be your marketing partner in regard to generate business, both sides. Okay?
Yeah, that's right? True.
Your enthusiasm is overwhelming.
I'm just nodding my head and smile.
The leads are really good, too, that come through. I can.
Yeah, she can testify to the leads.
We get them daily. It's awesome.
Oh, really? Y'all get them daily? Mm-hmm. He sends me nothing. What is that about? Is it a height thing?
You are not a realist.
You get what you give, buddy.
Okay, I'm moving you around the room. Okay, now, this is what I do. Okay, Edgewick's title. We provide leads, marketing assistance, and we also have, which all three of you are part of, the Real Estate Concierge, which is customhomeconcierge.com. That is for home builders and our concierge realtors, our concierge builders, and our concierge lenders. It's another marketing platform. And it costs what, guys?
Nothing.
Zero.
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 Zero. And
that's pretty neat. Yeah, it's a neat product.
So it's a good thing that we do things like that. And another thing that we do for the builders at Drake's Title, we waive the buyer and builder escrow fee, which helps Chase and Eleni when they're arguing with builders about where to close their transactions at.
You don't see that often.
Amen, brother.
There, I try to do what I can.
Thank
you. Try to do what I can. Okay, so that's an item. Now, as you know, Eleni is always available. The woman was showing houses at 8:30 on a Sunday morning prior to coming to Real Estate U.
Yep, that's what I do.
All right. You can go. Dedication unparalleled. Okay? This is what we provide. Chase, he's a scary dude.
That's scary.
Oh, I'm very approachable.
He's so scary.
No, he's like a big teddy bear.
Yeah. Well, see, he's a scary dude because he's a Texans and a Rockets fan.
Oh man. Hey, we sponsor the Rockets. You got to watch out here.
Oh, whatever. You know, and my team, the Lakers, were preparing for the draft. So,
yep. All your teams are preparing for the draft.
All my teams are preparing for the draft. Exactly. Exactly.
I'm a Houston fan. That's all I know.
Yeah. Born and raised, right? That's all that means.
Born and raised.
Born and raised, right. Yep. Okay. Now, so what we're basically saying is we do things differently. Everybody in this booth is a marketing partner, each other. Okay, we work together, and when they talk about themselves, watch this here. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know. There is no better real estate professionals than Eleni Simpson and Chase Coleman, and there is no better lender than Brian Strigold. Again, not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know. So remember, this is Real Estate U, and you can reach us at 713-339-1070, 713-339-1070. And for those who are in Beirut and South Baytown, 1070theanswer.com. So I got a question for Eleni. She, you know, she gets that look sometimes. You ever see her when she looks at you?
When she's holding the taser or when she's not holding the taser?
But kind of both. You know, when she's reaching for the taser. Okay, Sherry says, Eleni, is there a percentage a seller will mark up the price of a home? For example, if they ask... The asking price is $114,000. Should my initial offer be $95,000, or is that too low? Well, what should I start at?
Well, everything is case by case. Okay. Every seller is different. So whenever we go in and we run the market analysis on a property, mm-hmm. we can tell you if the property is overpriced, underpriced, okay. or priced right.
Okay.
If the home just came on the market and been there for a few days, you definitely want to run the numbers before you even show the property and call the agent, because even though it shows active, a lot of times they already have multiple offers and they might be under contract.
So when it comes to these multiple offers, so to speak, mm-hmm. what's going to be the determining factor? Because I know sometimes the offers are the same, so it's not always money that pushes...
Cash offers okay. are preferred.
Okay, cash preferred.
Offers with zero closing costs okay. are preferred. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, a lot of times there are full price and over full price offers. I actually just made an offer on a property that was $115,000. Mm-hmm. We offered $124,000 and asked for 4% in closing costs. So, anyways, at the end of the day, we still did not get the property.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. So we were outbid.
This market's hot. Yep. It's a hot market right now.
But this was the highest and the best that the buyer felt comfortable with.
Right.
Either getting the house or losing the property. So that's how you should make your offer.
Okay.
And you definitely have to have your agent run the numbers.
Okay. So basically, when you, like you said, these houses are coming on the market and they're snapping them up. What's taken so many people who have property to sell to bring those houses to the market?
They're holding off for
a better offer.
Yeah.
Before they say anything?
Some don't want to get into the buying situation because they're in the same pool as everybody else. So, okay. you know, they're going to have to deal with multiple offer situations and things like that. So, but it all evens out. I mean, you're going to end up selling your house for it's a good market for sellers. So you're going to end up selling your house for a good price and then, get the equity out of it and, you take those proceeds to put yourself in a position to buy in, a seller's market where you're dealing with, multiple offers. Also, kind of back to the question for Eleni, you want to be careful, offering something lower, like in this situation, uh-huh. $114,000, you're coming in at $95,000. Sometimes the sellers, especially if they're owner-occupants and they're taking pride in ownership and things like that, you don't right. want to go in and offend them. They won't even consider your offer at all. So you have to be careful to really flirt along those lines, because we've had that situation where, I present it to my seller and they say, I don't even want to. No, that's that's insulting.
Why are you telling?
That's
me
insulting. Yeah, that's insulting.
I have
to present it to you,
right?
But that's insulting. I don't even want to work with them.
I have a client that has put in like literally over 20 plus offers on houses, and I've written over 6 pre-approvals. So over 6 months he's been doing this, and just low balls in hot areas just never works for him.
Right. Now, take into consideration that our market is going up, uh-huh. and average home prices are going up anywhere from like 9 to 14% a year.
Whoa. Yeah.
So let's take a $200,000 property. You have been trying to get a property for 6 months. How much money is that?
You just lost 20 grand. Yeah.
Okay, but now I got. But on the flip side, with interest rates going up, isn't that going to slow down the purchasing?
You know, Houston is such a hot market with unemployment being very low. Right. You know, Exxon moving in, all these big, huge, just Fortune, you know, 50 companies moving their headquarters to Houston. You know, even with the rates going up a little bit, I don't think it's going to, you know, affect our market much.
Yeah,
I really don't think it is.
Any of that.
Maybe the buying power will go down a little bit, but
that's my thought. The buying power is going to go down.
The buying power will go down.
People might be able to afford a little bit cheaper homes, but I mean, I don't think it's going to have a huge effect on that.
People still need a place to live for sure. So
now if they shoot up to, you know, 15%,
Pierce Elevated.
Yes.
Plenty of room.
Right underneath it.
I mean, even if the interest rate went up to like 7, 8, 9%, like you would pay on owner finance, it's still way cheaper to purchase than to rent.
Exactly.
So that's still the bottom line.
Okay.
And people think that's just like just crazy interest rates. I mean, 6% to 8% is historically good interest rates. Okay. You know,
so
not going to affect us.
So what I want you guys to do is go around the go this way and number website.
www.mylowcostmortgage.com and my number is 713-590-9070 or 281-833-9424 and mylowcostmortgage.com.
I got 15 ways to get in contact with
you. Hey, you know, I'm ready.
Okay, Elaine.
I'll keep it simple.
Hey, I don't have Twitters and Twitter. You know, and all that stuff, so I'll save that for Chase and Elaine.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so the website is www.realtyhomesolutions.com, email address broker@realtyhomesolutions.com, and a phone number 832-651-8254.
All right. And Mr. Coleman?
So website, thechaseteam.net, or you can email us, team@thechaseteam.net, or you can call us, 713-955-4500.
So why do you have .net and they have .com? I need to know that.
Well, thechaseteam.com was actually taken by someone, by another Chase Team, but we're in the process of acquiring them.
Okay.
No, there's another Chase Team, I think up in Massachusetts.
Yeah, because your first instinct is to put it in .com.
Yeah,
so is it a family member or?
Yeah, I was toying with that when I was, you know, going through that. So.
Yeah, that's your first instinct to put in .com. Remember, this is Real Estate U, and you can call us live at 713-339-1070, 713-339-1070, or worldwide, 1070theanswer.com. Those in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Beirut, you can listen to.
I'm sure they're tuning in right now. Yeah.
Hey,
that's a huge sector to our
huge boom to the economy because you got the veterans coming back. Okay, that's where they're at. Okay, so remember, we have a party next week January the 18th at BMW West with Coventry Homes, Avalon at Spring Green, new community.
Have you seen their new designs?
Really nice. Got to be a way I can get out there without having to pay for it.
You might want to talk to him about that.
Yeah, you know.
So if you figure out a way, you let me know.
I'm going to let you know. Okay, and that's going to be at BMW West from 6 to 9 p.m. on next Saturday, January 18th. And it's going to be food, refreshments, valet parking, BMWs, and the Real Estate U team. And no ticket, no drinks. So you have to go to avalon@springgreen.eventbrite.com. That is avalon@springgreen.eventbrite.com. And remember, no tickets, no drinks, or food, or nothing. Just come in here, walk around, and look at everybody else, drink and have fun.
So if you sign up multiple times, do you get multiple drink tickets?
No, you get a little band. You get a little band. You know,
for unlimited.
Yeah. You get a little band. You can walk around, you know, as long as your sponsor's out of town, drink till your heart's content. Okay, remember, this is Real Estate U, and we are live. And you can call us at 713-339-1070 or 866-357-1070. Now, you guys say they're not listening to us in Beirut, Afghanistan, and Iraq. How about Canada, Mexico?
Yeah.
Spain? Okay.
Yeah.
That is 1070theanswer.com. 1070theanswer.com. But I still think our biggest audience is in Beirut.
Really?
Yes.
Not South Baytown.
Not South Baytown.
We're switching it up today.
We're switching it up to Beirut.
Okay, okay.
So we're going to take a break, and we'll see you back in a couple of minutes for our last segment of the day. Thank you.
As one of the largest privately held residential mortgage lenders in the Southwest, My Low Cost Mortgage can help you find the perfect mortgage. Visit MyLowCostMortgage.com for new home mortgage financing needs, or if you own your own home and want to lower payments or access your equity. My Low Cost Mortgage is a proud direct bank that offers many fantastic products, such as FHA, VA, USDA, and conventional and jumbo products. They're a proud sponsor of the Real Estate U Show, and they look forward to helping you satisfy your mortgage financing needs. Visit MyLowCostMortgage.com and see why their clients come first.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
A few years ago, my husband was laid off from his job. We found ourselves accumulating a large amount of credit card debt. One morning, I overheard an ad, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
The process was painless. My counselor that was assigned to me was amazing. Never once did she make me feel any less of a person. She was almost like a friend.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Trinity has continued to support me, keeping me informed of useful tips. And today, I'm debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
When it comes to air conditioning, real estate investors know two things. One, invest only in a great product that will stand the test of time. And two, never pay retail. Fast Track Air Conditioning is the company investors go to, and now you can too. Fast Track Air Conditioning has a great selection of time-tested products, a service record that can't be beat, and great pricing. Call them at 281-888-9555. Again, that number, 281-888-9555. Call Fast Track Air Conditioning now at 281-888-9555.
Okay, we're back, and this is our final segment of this Sunday, January the 12th.
Boo.
Boo hiss. But, you know, as we do every week, we say hello to our friends. We have friends. You know, we have some old friends, and we have some new friends. Our new friends are Bo Concept Furniture, new friend. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. I'm sorry, cover your ears. They're a new friend. We have Coventry Homes, where we have the party next Saturday. All right. And we have Taylor Morrison Homes, new friend. And BMWS, new friend, which I'm trying to get them to give me a car for free for calling them my friend.
Hey, think it'll work? Hey, wait a minute. If you're going to go that route, I want to go that route.
All right. Well, new cars for everybody.
Make sure you get the big SUV so we can all fit.
BMW is listening right now. We want four BMWs.
Fully loaded.
M6, please.
Oh, yes.
Clean that one up for me.
There you go. I'll take the
850. I'll take a 7 Series. I'll take the 850i. Cool
850i.
They have 8 Series?
Yes. See, he don't get out much. Okay. Okay. We have a listener. Hello, Oscar. How are you doing today?
Hey, very well. Good morning to you guys.
How are you doing? Morning. What can we do for you, Mr. Oscar?
Yeah, here's the deal. The people that are bidding up these properties, there's two questions. Number one, are they going to be owner occupied these homes? That's the one question. And the other question is, are these people getting financed by the banks, most of them, or are they going to be financed by private financing? That's my two questions.
Okay, well, we're on those questions by Elaney and Brian. Go ahead, Elaney.
Yeah, so we see both. Basically, we see investors as well as owner-occupants bidding on those properties. A lot of time, actually, they're offering cash.
Right,
and that's not even surprising. Up to $200,000, $300,000 properties, they are paying cash, multiple offers. Now, if the property is a foreclosure. A lot of times, first 10 to 30 days, it is owner-occupant offers only. And if then the property does not sell, that's when it opens up to the investors.
So are they going to be, these investors, are they going to be renting out the properties for a while? And is that the idea, they're going to rent them for, you know, and then sell them 2, 3, 4 years down the line? What is their general idea of doing with these properties?
I see actually that half the investors, they purchase it to keep and rent them out. Others are trying to fix them up and then sell them and make the profit up front.
Okay,
and
so
you can make money both ways. So depending on how the property is priced, we can run the market comps and let you know what's your cash on cash return.
There's certain
Hey, but the last question is how many of these? What's the percentage of people that the banks are loaning out? And what's the, like 50% of banks are running out, or what is the percentage of bank loans to these things?
Well, it's not really mortgages. There's not really a percentage, but I mean we typically do the financing for investors, you know, with the 20% down,
right?
You know, going all the time, but you know, a lot of them also do hard money. The guys that are doing flips. That's
right.
Kind of big right now, is they, you know, they pay an exuberant amount of interest and costs, but they factor that into their hard lines, and you know, they don't care. They're just flipping the property quickly for a quick buck. So that happens quite a bit. But a lot of the long-term cash flow type of investors, they're really going for that financing. So, I mean, I really don't know percentage-wise. You know, it can vary on a month-to-month. You know, depends on the market and so forth. But it's quite a mix. I would say, actually, there's quite a few of long-term investors out there right now. So, I mean, we're doing quite a bit of loans for those type of people.
Yeah, Oscar, there's a lot of hedge funds and private money equity firms
out
there.
Yeah, I understand. I'm from California and Arizona. I've been in two other bubbles besides this one. So I understand. I don't want to call this a bubble, but I've been in two bubbles here. And so it's always interesting, the mix. Because if that girl there was saying 14, 15, 16% is what the properties have been going up in price every year. Once they start going under 8%, the increase then becomes problematical. Once you get above 7, 8%, only under 7, 8%, then that's when the problem arises with these properties.
Well, if the rental market is strong in that area and they can overcome that, then you know, it's actually a great long-term investment. So,
yes.
Yeah, usually a lot of these firms are looking to rent it out, you know, 7 to 8 years, and then they're going to liquidate, you know, from the hedge funds that I've been seeing and working with. So,
what's the time frame of these hedge funds? That's the question then.
As far as how long they're going to hold and rent?
Keeping the property.
Yeah, about 7 to 8 years, 8 to 10, somewhere around there, 7 to 10.
Okay, that's reasonable, because you don't want to be flooding the market 3 or 4 years from now. And if it's 7 or 8, then that's a reasonable situation right there. Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you, Oscar, for calling in.
Thanks, Oscar.
Thanks.
All right. Okay, that was Oscar. And Oscar seemed to have some experience in investing.
Yeah.
But you guys still added some other information that he needed as well. So that's what Real Estate U is about.
Definitely.
And remember, we are live. And they're clapping from Beirut. So you think that's cheers from Beirut.
Hey, if we're worldwide right now, we're doing all right. That's all I have to say, you know?
Remember, this is 713-339-1070. Oscar just actually was calling from Madrid.
Really?
Yes. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
EL, man.
Madrid, Texas.
I think he's drunk, people.
Yeah. Okay, I have a message for we're going to go Elaney. Mm-hmm. No, we're not going Elaney. We're going Brian.
Hey, EL, I want to go back to something real quick. As far as competing with the investors, if you are an owner-occupant, what we've done for our clients in the past is, you know, we present our offers to the sellers in person one thing, and then we also, you know, write a story about, you know, them being newlyweds or first-time home buyers. So a lot of times, you know, homeowners, they don't want, if it's like an investor to investor, they really don't care about the property. There's no emotion involved.
Right.
A lot of time, if it's a, you know, if it's a seller that's been occupying the property and they've taken care of it and they've been there for a while, they don't want to see it go to, you know, some renter and just, you know, diminish. So, you know, that's where the stories
they're
have
leaving.
Yeah.
Why do they care?
You know, there's a lot of emotional attachment.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on in the lives of the houses.
Friends in the neighborhood. Yeah. The neighbors are friends.
If I'm leaving, I don't care about my neighbors. If I'm leaving, I don't care.
So some people, like some of the clients, when I show them an offer and it comes from an investor, they'd rather actually, you know, give it to, you know, an owner occupant. So that's, you know,
the neighbors great are the point. Reason I'm selling.
Yeah.
Everybody's like you, yeah.
I got a question for all of us. If you make an offer on a house and the owner comes back with a counter offer, can the owner change his mind on the counter offer? Say he came back with, okay, I'll sell you this house for $320. Oh, no, I want to sell you for $350 now. Can you do that?
Yes, absolutely.
You can do that?
Absolutely.
But he already agreed.
It doesn't matter unless you have actually signed and executed a contract.
Yeah.
Verbal acceptance, any kind of verbal agreement is void and null.
Which is why there are fisticuffs in the world today. Really? I thought a verbal was valid.
Well, there's no more handshakes anymore.
I mean, once you have the counter, you better sign off quick.
Okay.
So you really need to make sure that this happens because otherwise, you know, there is a counter offer or, you know, there's another offer coming in. Maybe it's better than yours. Of course, the seller is going to go for that. So you need to try to get it executed ASAP.
Okay.
It kills the other price, too. So it's not like you can go back and, you know, once you agree to a counter and you've signed off on it, you can't go back to the other price. That other contract is null and void at that point.
No.
So once you sign for the new price, the price you can't. There's nothing you can do about the old price.
I'll take option A.
Okay, when you were born during the Eisenhower administration, handshakes mean something. It's you Reagan babies that are the problem.
I mean, even if you have something in writing, in an email form or anything like that, it does not count at all.
Reagan babies. I'm telling you, that's the problem. Okay, this is Real Estate U. I don't like you people. Okay, this is Real Estate U, and we're here every Sunday from 11 to 12. Dress for spring, winter, and fall. Okay. And you can reach us at 713-339-1070. And remember, our studio consists of the Dean of Finance, Brian Strigo.
Woo!
There you go. The new home counselor, Chase Coleman.
Ciao.
He says ciao.
Ciao.
Right. He's never, the only thing he knows about child is going to the grotto. Okay, anyway. Your investment advisor, Eleni Lee Simpson.
Thank you.
The lovely Eleni Simpson. And I'm E.L. Crane. With Driggs Title Agency and the Real Estate Concierge. We will be back next Sunday to inform you, enlighten you, and motivate you in regard to buying real estate, investing in real estate, and new home ownership. So, again, this is Real Estate U. Thank you for listening. Bye now.
Bye.
See ya.